Today, there is no verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam class. It's supposed to be a seminar for book distribution. I was supposed to give a class on Monday. My apology, I couldn't make it. I was not feeling well myself. But so Dhananjaya Prabhu wanted to give me a chance to talk today. I was thinking to talk a little bit about the very basic principle of Krishna consciousness, which is how to receive the grace of God and how to distribute, how to share it. Because you can only preach or you can only give something if you have it. If you don't have the grace of God, then you cannot preach. You cannot go out and chant the holy name to the conditioned souls or give out even one book. So how do we receive? I was talking to my very dear mother this morning, Mother Manjuali. She's such a deep person, and somehow or another she said, I'm so grateful that Srila Prabhupada has given me so much. And she almost read my mind, you know, that's the topic I was actually going to talk about today. Because we are born in this world with nothing. Each one of us, we are... we're born naked, we're born completely helpless and depending upon the mercy of the air, the mercy of the environment, some milk from our own mother. The living entity, when he's born, in his one of his 8,400,000 species of life, he doesn't come with anything with him. He has no equipment to provide his security. So, since the time of birth, we are collectors. We take from the material energy. We collect every day air. We collect smell. We collect... fame, money, clothes, food. We take, every day we take something from this world. And actually, we don't think. Not very often crosses our mind, you know, who is supplying all these things? So spiritual advancement means when we become aware of that someone is maintaining us, we start to become grateful. What it means to be grateful? When you start to understand deeply that... everything that has been given to me, it's actually because of the sanction of someone. And we don't even know who is this person. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. The hand of God is behind everything. Behind the nature, gives us vegetables, fruits, grains. The environment... Krishna maintains all the demigods and the phenomena of the material energy, the wind, the water, the fire, the heat, the sun, everything that we are facilitated with in this world is actually been given by God. And When we become spiritualist, we start to feel uncomfortable. Because this uncomfortable feeling is that, wait a minute, now is the time for me to reciprocate, to say thank you to the Lord, to become grateful. So the very first understanding of spiritual life is to thank the Lord for the grace that He's giving us every day. And that's when the gate or the doors of the tendency or the nature of the souls open up. Because then you start to give. Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. The nature of the soul is to give. And when you give, you are happy. That's why Krishna is the most blissful person amongst all the living entities. Because he's always happy. And why he's happy? Because he's always in the mood of giving. Krishna, he doesn't really like to be God. God, he doesn't like to be God. But he likes to serve, either directly or indirectly, the conditioned souls. He serves them every day. You could see everyone gets the equal share of material energy that we absorb every day. Whether you are a believer, you are a non-believer, whether you are a pious person or a terrorist, whether you are a devotee or a demon, it's like the rain. The grace of God is like the rain. It falls on the head of everybody. So He maintains everyone. And to recognize the blessings of God, the grace of God, it's a very rare phenomena. Very rare. Only advanced devotees. That's why they feel so grateful and they become committed to their guru, to the Lord. Now it's time for me to do something for you. You have done so much for me, my dear Lord, for millions and millions of lives. Now it's time for me to do something. Because we've been taking, taking, taking. The nature of the mind is to take. But what happened? Dusparena nalina cha. The mind, the senses, they are never satisfied. Because it's not very natural to take things, and because only fills up the consciousness with greed. Atyahara. So, but when we understand that the grace of God that we receive every day is actually meant to be shared with the people. I'm coming to book distribution, don't worry. So, but first of all, we have to understand the phenomena behind the book distribution or preaching or any service. How do you understand this power of Krishna? So, when you understand that the nature of the soul is actually to give, then you become happy. Because taking, taking, we are always miserable. And that's why we are here. We're looking for something different from the things that we've been getting for millions of lives. So we are here for something different. So the very first gift of Krishna is this consciousness of gratitude. And when you become grateful to Krishna, like every day, people they ask me, what is the secret for book to be steady in book distribution? They've asked me to record, to do some recording, Sanskrit devotees, which they want to send out to the European temples, a message for book distributors. I didn't give any big philosophical answer. It's very human, and I wake up in the morning And I just thank the Lord for giving me another day of light. I can see. There's a lot of blind people, they cannot see. I can hear. There are people they cannot hear. There are people, I can walk to the temple. There are people, they are disabled, they cannot walk. I can talk. There are people who are dumb, they cannot talk. I have a roof on the head. There are a lot of people around the world, they don't have any shelter. So I thank the Lord for some food on the table, a roof on the head, for giving me a nice family. And as a dessert, you know, which I don't deserve it, I have this wonderful Krishna consciousness environment. So I feel like grateful. And every day I say, my dear Lord, today I want to thank you and reciprocate with you by sharing this grace with your lost children, my brother and sisters, the conditioned souls, who are also devotee of Krishna. Sometimes we think we are devotees, they are karmi. Like Mother Manjwali was saying, that broader vision is to see actually Krishna in the heart of everyone. And it's a fact. There is some good in everybody. Wherever there is a soul, there is a consciousness. And when there is a soul and consciousness, there must be a super soul. You cannot separate a soul from a super soul. So Krishna is in the heart of everyone. If Krishna is into something, so that means that something has some value. If he doesn't have any value, then Krishna wouldn't be in it. So we're just like a good cow, a healthy cow, generates milk and gives out milk. When you give milk, when the cow gives milk, then more milk is generated, isn't it? But you find a cow that doesn't give out any milk, even though the milk bag they filled up with milk. Then at some point the milk will dry. This is a miserly cow. This is a crude example, but it's something that applies to us. If we have so much, we receive so much grace from the Lord, but we don't share it and give it out, then whatever knowledge we have, it will dry up. Whatever realization we have or understanding, it's all doomed to be lost. So if you want to keep your Krishna consciousness evolving, generating all the time, refreshing, then you have to preach. That's what Srila Prabhupada did. He was in Vrindavan. He was already fully realized soul. But he felt that there was this need. He felt the crying of the conditioned souls. And then he ran towards the West. He did not consider his age, his bodily deficiencies. He didn't have the strength like many of us. You can see many great saints, they become saints at such a young age. Prabhupada was saint, you know, since he was born. And he always had this ambition to do something for the conditioned souls. And his Guru Maharaj fulfilled his desire by giving him the mandate. Yes, because you have the desire to receive the grace of God, so you go to the West and give it out. So one should, what is the secret to get the grace of God? One should desire it so much, just like so badly, that just like a drowning man, he very badly he wants a gasp of air. Isn't it? Someone who is drowning, if you go to that person and you give it the whole world, you give it gold, you know, I'll make you the king of the world. Will he be happy with that? What he desires the most, a drowning person. So badly, before anything else, he wants air. So that much we have to be desiring the grace of God very badly. Lolyam, Srila Rupa Goswami describes lolyam. You have to have a great desire. And once you receive it, then you don't keep it, but you share it. And then you will see that it will become bigger and bigger and bigger. More you give, and more Krishna gives you. That's how we call someone who is empowered. Because you, like a cow, she gives milk, and then more milk is generated. So, before we make an attempt to go out, because book distribution, what is a book distribution? It's actually none other than giving out the grace of God to the conditioned souls. But if we don't have it, the grace of God, then we are empty cans. We cannot, you can't give something that you don't have. And those who don't have it, they're unfortunate. It's because they didn't ask for it. They ask, you know, for more and more of the usual things, like fame, prestige. We always have a choice, desire, what we want. Everybody has a desire in the heart. Every day we think, what is my objective today? Do I want money, more money that I have? Do I want some fame? It's the nature of the mind to collect things every day. And believe it or not, even as a devotees, we are still carrying on with this mood. Getting. But taking mood is not good. Receiving mood is good. Like, for example, you know, I didn't take the opportunity to give this class, but I received the opportunity. Dhananjaya Prabhu wanted me to say a few words and talk. He was saying, because you're good in speaking spontaneously. So I felt like I've been, some grace is coming to me. And so therefore I have to share it. It is not that we have any qualifications. I don't have any qualifications myself. But whatever grace comes to us, that's actually Krishna's property. So whatever I say good, it all belongs to Krishna. It's all by Krishna's grace. And wherever I say bad, it's my fault. That's what Srila Prabhupada, the way he used to pray. So, those who are attached to fruitive mentality, lust, anger, greed, envy, if you feel grudge in your heart towards other living entities, towards devotees, then you cannot receive the grace of God. It's impossible. Either the heart is filled up, is kept clean and empty for the Lord to come and give you something for you to pass it on. Or if your heart is filled up with all these unfavorable things, then there is no space for it. The Lord, he very much wants to come in the form of his grace. But if the heart is occupied already with envy, lust, anger, grudge, wanting things, material desires, then it's very difficult to make space for the grace of God. So those who are attached to these things, they cannot preach. They cannot go out and distribute even one book. They cannot even smile to someone. This morning I was driving in, and Kuveri Prabhu, who is the gatekeeper of the manor, he just gave me a huge smile, big smile. And that's preaching. The man has got some bliss, he's got some grace. Krishna has given him some happiness, but you could see his smile, and it's purifying. So you don't think, you know, that the only way to preach is book distribution. But by actually being a very kind-hearted person, when you share your happiness or your kindness with others, you know, that's good. When you are friendly to someone, that's very, very good. That's preaching. But of course, more is better than something. To be a nice person is good. It's better than being an unfavorable person. But to do more for Krishna, it's even better. And that's why we reciprocate with Srila Prabhupada by going out and distributing something graceful that is given us. And we shouldn't think, I'll get purified at the moment, I'll clean up my heart further. Then in the future, I will do something, I will surrender to do some preaching. This is the mentality of Saint Augustine. I don't know if any of you knows the story of Saint Augustine. He was actually a friend of Saint Francis. Both they were wealthy, from a wealthy family. Saint Francis, he had this epiphany of God consciousness. So he surrendered his life very young age, at the age of 17, 18. He was like a Roman soldier, both of them, Saint Augustine and Saint Francis. But then, all of a sudden, he had this illumination, change of heart. So immediately he gave up all his wealth and surrendered his life to God, preaching. And that's why his motto was every morning, "Please make me the channel of your peace." He understood that there was something much more graceful and special than the wealth that his father had for him. So, and in this way, he was preaching to his friend, "When are you going to join me?" Saint Augustine was actually a very pious person. He liked very much the mood and the piety of his friend, Saint Francis. He said he could understand that this man is a good man, but still I'm not yet ready. He said, "I like God, I like to be a good man. I will promise to God and I'll promise to you that I will help you in the future, but not yet." Because he was attached to the sense gratification. And then what happened, that lo and behold, at some point he became old man. Because his motto was always, every day was thinking, he was feeling guilty. "Don't worry, my Lord, I will help you in the future." That's what we do as devotees sometimes. I will reciprocate with you, Srila Prabhupada. I will do something, my dear Lord, for you, but not yet. This is Saint Augustine, he became saint by his own regret. And he left a legacy for all the youth, all the new. Said, "Don't make the same mistake that I made. If you have a chance to surrender to God, do it now, no later." So he died with a regret. And that's how he became saint. Of course, better later than never. Krishna, God is not a Taliban that he demands your surrender when you're young. Even if you surrender when you're dying on your bed, like Ajamil, still he will accept you. Better later than never. Krishna is very merciful, he's always waiting for us. Whether it's now, or when you are middle age, or when you are old man, he's always crying for you to come back to him. But if we are intelligent, then why not take up this grace of God now, when we are young? Like many of us we have done. And distributing, receiving is a good, but distributing it's even more glorious. That's when God becomes extremely pleased with a devotee. It's not just receiving my grace, but it's actually passing it out, distributing it. Let me give him more. Then the Lord he trust that devotee. And then he will empower him. That's how Srila Prabhupada was trusted by God. Krishna gave him so much, materially and spiritually, because Srila Prabhupada he behaved in a way to be trusted by Krishna. He didn't keep anything for himself, like Mother Manjwali was saying. We don't claim anything for ourselves. Anything that is given to us is by the grace of Krishna. And if you give it out, there is no fear of loss. You will get more. That's book distribution. You give out one book, you're giving out the kingdom of God to that person. It's not just a dry philosophy, but it's actually the bhava of God, the happiness of Krishna. The sambandha gyan, you understand your relationship with God. So this is the very first step if we want to empower ourselves to go out and distribute books. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. To understand the gift of God that comes in our consciousness and spread it out. When I was, I brought something with me. When I was, I'll read this and then I'll finish the class. When I was brahmachari, I had some realizations on book distribution. And I wrote it down. Would you like to hear it? If you're not so keen, then I will not. But it's just something that I wrote down, which, you know, when you are out there in the street every day, street becomes your home, becomes your temple. And it's like you think of book distribution, you eat about book distribution, you dream about book distribution. It's not just about books. What is this book? You know, believe it or not, when I first joined, I hate it. I didn't like it. I didn't like book distribution. I was so identified with my body. I joined very young age, 18, and I was very, very shy to be seen in the street with a shaved head, with a little thing on the back, and I was afraid that people would laugh at me. I remember I gave a Bhagavatam set to a priest on a mountain, Franciscan priest. So he was in the middle of giving a mass, you know, to the, and then afterwards he saw us coming, me and one of my friends. So he took the books and I was preaching about God. So he asked me to give a little speech. And then he grabbed my head and he gave me a kiss on the head. And he said, to the audience, you see, look, such a young age, and he's given his life to God. Shame on all of you. So he was, and the audience, so I was very shy, I was very, but those, they were moments, you know, like I felt secure, I felt, you know, I'm valued, actually I'm doing some good in the society, and that's when I became a little bit inspired. That was a few months before I came here to UK. But prior to that, I liked the prasad, I liked the kirtans, I liked to read the books. But I never liked to distribute them. But you could see by the grace of God, now somehow or another things, they become poison. Whatever is poison for you in the beginning, it becomes a nectar. I cannot live a day. Yesterday I was driving my son everywhere. And I couldn't, we couldn't go out because it was raining. Dhananjay Prabhu was not feeling well. So I took a day off, but I was feeling a little bit miserable. I was feeling that something was, because I didn't do my yagya, my austerity of giving something. If I don't give something to someone, I don't feel happy. So it's like, and we only do 2 hours, 2-3 hours. It's not much. I'm not a big book distributor, but like we used to do in the early days, from morning to 12 o'clock at night, Prabhupada Charan is here. But it's a quality. It's a very enjoyable. Krishna has given me the service of taking care of the book distributors now. You could see that something you don't like, it becomes, you know, your, how do you call it? Ishtadevi, deities, the books. So I wrote a little of something, and let's see if I can make sense. This many, many years ago as a brahmachari. The book distributor has to become a glove to accommodate the hand of the Lord. Just like I always talk about Saint Francis because I studied the life of this saint. And just like Saint Francis used to pray, make me a channel of your peace. And Srila Prabhupada also did the same. He became the glove for the hand of the Lord to write these books. A glove, I mean, you know, am I spelling the right word? A glove. Instrument in the hand of God. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. This is because God's hands is in everything. Srila Prabhupada became a glove for the Lord to enter and write the books. So similarly, the book distributor has to become a glove for the Lord to come and distribute them. Adikarta. Adikarta means he is the power of everything. He's the doer of everything. He says in the Gita, I am the ability in man. Not a blade of grass moves without my sanction. Ultimately, he is the cause of all causes, sarvakarana karanam. He does everything. To understand this phenomena, this is that means understanding the art of book distribution. And then, the only thing we have to do is to move aside the false ego, that I am doing this, I am doing that. Moving the false ego out of the way and allow Krishna to do the work. From the jiva point of view, our input or interest is only enthusiasm, endeavor, determination, patience, humility, above all, compassion. And always seek for the grace of God. That's why I was reading this yesterday. I was going through my notes. I said, let me talk about this today. Once you are willing to surrender in this service, then Krishna will trust you. He will trust you. You will start to feel the Buddhi Yoga. Then you start to feel the wishes of the Lord. And your intelligence becomes one with the Lord. That's a Buddhi Yoga. And he moves and guides the book distributor to his or her intelligence, saying, take me here, take me there. Approach that person. Avoid this one. Do not confront that one. And once the book is out, one should say, well done, my Lord. You are the one manifesting the mercy. I am simply an instrument. Once the book distributor matures, he feels more and more possessed by this Holy Ghost, which is the Lord in the heart, who is now with none other than Krishna, saying, take me here, take me there. He whispers in the mind of the book distributor. And when we understand this phenomena, Krishna makes himself dependent on us. And because now he trusts us, because we have understood this desire of the Lord, so our desire becomes one with the desire of the Lord. And the consciousness, and both consciousness, they operate on the same level and the same interest. And this is the definition of a devotee who lives in Krishna consciousness. Live and let live. Sometimes we feel, so many people, they don't want to take the book. I feel many times with so much rejection. What to do? Do we think that they are demons? Do we think they are not? They're just not ready. That's all it is. Unripe mangoes. We cannot force a mango to become quickly mature for us to taste it. Live and let live. This is one of my own realizations. We don't force anyone to our way of life. Srila Prabhupada, we don't say that the Christians are better than Muslims or devotees are better than this. We don't discriminate between faiths or caste. A book distribution is not a tyrant. He has a tolerance towards other people, towards other way of life. He doesn't push anyone. A neophyte book distributor, he thinks the whole world should take Srila Prabhupada's book. Sometimes we have, you know, these devotees who are on the crusade of being overly enthusiastic. But neophyte devotee, they think the whole world, anyone who doesn't take Prabhupada's book is a demon. But we don't think like that. Because people, they get purified in the beginning, even just by looking at you. Forget about the book. And then next time, you know, Krishna prepares their consciousness. That breaks the ice. Next time they see you and the book. And then they see the book and the picture of Krishna. And then they touch the book next time. And they don't take it. So don't think, you know, you are a failure. Just because he hasn't taken the book, he's non-favorable. That means that he's more advanced than someone who has never seen the book, because he's touching it. That's a sankirtan. When you understand this phenomenon of grade, a karmid are actually passing exams. First they see the book, then they see the book, then they touch it, then they have it in the hand, they don't buy it next time. So be patient. It will come the day when they purchase it. And then don't think, you know, once they have the book, they have to become devotee. No. You have to let the book explode in their consciousness. Give it time. A book distributor is possessed by the Holy Ghost, Avijñāta, the oldest friend in the heart. And that is why the suffering and the lonely conditioned souls become attracted by the spirit manifested through the eyes of a book distributor. And they start to remember their old friend. When someone becomes attracted to you, don't think it's because you are beautiful or because you are giving them something. It's because, you know, they're attracted to the Holy Ghost inside you. They're attracted to Krishna. Because you have made yourself as the channel of Krishna. So, and they start to remember their old friend, Krishna, who comes out of the consciousness of the devotee. And that is why the devotee shines with special effulgence. No matter his age or his sex, Like, you know, very often I observe, I like to observe when I go out on books. I'm having a lot of nice little realizations now. I observe my friend, Dhananjaya Prabhu. He's, you know, he's a wise man. I don't want to mention his age. But his enthusiasm when he approached people, he just looked like a child. The smile that he gives to someone, people, they just become attracted. To who? To his body? It's not. It's to Krishna that he manifests in his body. And he looks like a young child trying to give something to someone. So this is the beauty about giving something. And when you give, you know, the kingdom of God to someone, what other gift is better than that? So Krishna makes you beautiful. One should desire what God should desire and want God's grace, just like a drowning man wants air badly. This is a quote, you know, that I came when I was brahmachari. So, these are just a few thoughts that I had when I realizations when I was a brahmachari. And when you go out and share the grace of God with other living entities, then more and more realizations they come to you. You feel actually that you are not alone. Your spiritual master is with you. The old Guru Parampara, they're all watching you. They're all there with you. And Krishna himself becomes manifested. Here is my devotee trying to do something nice. Because of the cry of the living entities, the conditioned souls, the Lord he came as Lord Chaitanya. And to pacify that cry by giving us the holy name and these books who represents the maps for the conditioned souls how to get out of this material, how to find their way back home, back to Godhead. So we have received the grace of God. We have the goods, these books. And I'm going to end the class by a quote from the Godfather. It came to me, we have the goods. The only thing we have to do, go out there and make them an offer that they cannot refuse. Haribol. And Srila Prabhupada will be happy. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Haribol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There's any quick questions or any...